Are you ready to try your hand at placing your very first stock trade? Then check out our free guide, 10 Steps to Choosing Your First Stock to Trade, the Ultimate Beginner's Guide. In this free download, you'll learn how to choose the right kinds of stocks and how to find them, know when to buy your stocks and when to sell them, and you'll learn how to take your very first steps to becoming a stock trader and much more. Grab your free guide now by going to tradeway.com/guide. That's tradeway.com/guide. Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. The last couple of episodes, we've been talking about some tools you can use to go out there and kind of see where you are in the market cycle, especially with regard to whether we're seeing a recession coming or not. And these charts are free. You can Google them. I've told you how to do it and how to interpret them. I'm going to continue this one more episode here. And I'm looking at a chart right now of the S&P 500. And this particular chart's going all the way back to prior to 1950. And up until now, and it looks like it's a monthly chart. So it shows a broad amount of time. And if you remember right at the end of the program last time, we were talking about inflation above 11.7 during the Carter years in 1975. And then by 1983, Ronald Reagan had gotten it down to 2.9%. And then he had to get tough on the money supply again for a little while to get it on down to 2%. And how long that took? It took 8 or 9 years to get that inflation rate from 11.7 down close to 2. Well, we were up close to a little bit over 9 here recently, and now they've gotten it down to 6. And they're saying, oh, inflation's handled. No, it's not, because to go from 6 to 2, think about that. If it took 9 years to go from 12 to 3, it's going to take in the years, numbers of years to get from 6 to 2. And they're lying about it on Wall Street because they don't want to cause a bear market to happen, but it's going to happen. It's already happened. It went down the entire year of 2022. It was in a market downtrend, a bear market the whole year, and it recovered a little bit the first quarter, and that's a fake out. That's Wall Street faking people out because the recession hasn't even hit yet. And when it hits, it's going to make another leg down, maybe even more than the amount it fell in 2022. So we've got to be ready for that. And that's what the previous two episodes were about. If you missed them, go out there and grab those and listen to them. And the Fed, in order to kill that inflation, they had to raise the interest rate from 7.99% to 13.92%, about 6% from 1977 to 1981. That is pretty painful. And then they raised them again 3 more points from 82 to 83 to get that on down to 2%. So that took a lot of years and a lot of pain, because what happens when you raise those rates, it kills the money supply, which kills the bull market. Every bull market that's ever existed has been killed on purpose by the U.S. Fed. They didn't happen by accident. The Fed caused them all, and it's about to cause another leg down on this one. So I'm looking here at this chart of the S&P 500, and I'm looking at those years where Reagan moved that inflation rate down, and it caused the market to tank a little bit there around 1980 to 1985. But so they paid the price. But after that, you can see one of the greatest bull markets that ever happened. It's called the Reagan bull market that happened because they fixed the problem. But they had to raise rates from 7.99 to 13.92 to fix the inflation problem. And it lowered the inflation from 11.7 to 2.9 and on down to 2. It took about 9 years to do it. Okay, so that puts in perspective where we are now. So now I want to go and look at some more charts. And here's one you can Google. Just type in money supply dash M2, M like Mitchell, M2. And it'll pull up this chart free. All right, and it's a really great chart. And so what you're going to see on this chart is my favorite chart for proving that every recession in my lifetime, which is 40 years of trading, has been caused by the Fed. So this thing goes all the way back to 1960. I was born in 54, and it's got a chart of the money supply, and then it's got these vertical gray bars going down every time there's a recession. And you can see the years of that recession. And so what the Fed does is it raises interest rates on government bonds, and it causes the rates of all the bank loans to go up. It causes mortgage rates to just go crazy, where people stop buying homes, and it kills the economy. Because what does it do? It's shutting down the money supply. So when we look at this chart of the money supply, it is very predictive of these bear markets. So what you're looking for on the money supply line, which on this little chart, it's a little red line. When you see this line start to move down for maybe a couple of years, or, you know, a year, year and a half, couple of years, it has predicted the recession that follows every time. It did that in 1970. In that recession, the money supply line was moving way down before that ever happened. And why? Because when you stop printing money, and the way they print it, by the way, is one of the ways they actually print money, but they also, the bigger way, is they encourage debt. So they lower the interest rates. Like, we've been down around one or below one for a long number of years, especially since COVID. And I knew, all of us knew, this was, the chickens were going to come home to roost, because you can't print that much money without causing inflation. So now we've got inflation. It's been above 9 here recently. Now it's down to 6 or 7, but they got to get it to 2. So what's happening is they're raising those rates. Every time the Fed meets, they've been raising the rates. They're going to do it again next time, and they meet 4 times a year. So what's happening is they're killing the money supply. So in the past, when they did that, it created the recession of 1970 and 71. And then you can see this money supply thing tank again right before the 1974 recession. You can see it move down a whole lot before the 1980 recession. You can see it move down a little bit before the 1982 recession. And you can see that it was starting to move down in 1991. A small recession happened there. And it moved down a whole lot before the 2000 tech bubble burst. The Fed caused it to happen, and it was terrible. It took the NASDAQ almost 15 years to recover the money that people lost in that recession. And just to get back to where you were. So that's 15 years of making no money with your money. That was terrible. And that's assuming you got a financial advisor that left it in all the way to the bottom. So now I got to talk about Tradeway just a second. If you go out to Tradeway.com and you look up AMPT, A-M-P-T, that is our retirement fund division. And so we're a FINRA-registered investment advisory company. We can help you invest your retirement money. And what we do by practice, and you can look at our archives and it shows that we've done this, is we will get you into cash and out of the stock market prior to major corrections and crashes. And we've got a fantastic record of this. If you go back to 2022, it was a bear market the whole year. And we did a really good job. I'm going to show you some numbers on that in a minute. But the thing is to preserve your hard-earned money so that when you get to the bottom of the recession in the bear market, you have the money left so you can buy in cheap. And you don't waste 15 years to make it back. You're actually making money while everyone else is wasting it to make it back. You already are where you were, and you just start making new money. That is our philosophy. That's what we do. So go out to Tradeway.com and check out the AMPT program. So that 2000 tech bubble was really bad because it took so long to recover the money. And then you go out to the 2008 Great Recession. The money supply was being lowered for at least half a year to a year right before that one hit. And they had gotten the money supply down so low, even from 2005, 2006, 2007, and they were keeping it low, and it created that Great Recession that happened. And really, we had some major Wall Street companies that went broke, and it really almost broke the entire Western economy. And so that was pretty frightening. There was a time when Warren Buffett for 2 days thought he was going to lose everything he had. And he thought the entire economy of the West was going to be destroyed. And he actually thanked George Bush the younger for saving the world, because he instructed his financial guys to go out there and bail out these big banks and not let them go under, and the big Wall Street companies. And that saved a huge systemic problem that was just about 2 days away. And so think about that. So That's how bad that got, but it started by getting that money supply down really low from 2004 all the way out to 2008, right before this happened. And so now where is it now? Well, that's what we really want to know, isn't it? So if you go all the way back to 2014, all the way through until around 2019, they were lowering the money supply by raising rates already. And now they stopped that briefly during COVID and started printing money again, which was really bad for the economy in the country. But they had the money supply down really low before that happened. So now they've driven it back up. And if you look at how it's tanked since they started raising the rates again here recently, you're going to see that it's predictive of a recession. That recession has not even hit yet, and the market's already fallen for a straight year. So this is going to be a bad one, in my opinion. Now, here's another great chart you can look at, and it just charts the Fed funds rate, and it shows these vertical gray areas, which are the recessions. And so here's another predictor. The Fed's fund rate is actually those interest rates I was telling you about that they raise on purpose, artificially. They raise them so that it lowers the money supply. I think the money supply is the main predictor, but when you see them raising the rates, it's going to cause the money supply to go down. And so you can actually chart the Fed funds rate, and it's predictive. That's true. Back around 1995, they began to raise that federal funds rate. The yields went up, and all of a sudden you had this big market crash prior to 1958. Okay. They then, from 1955 till right prior to 1960, they raised the fund rates again to kill inflation, and it tanked the market around 1960. You see them raise it almost from the end of that continually until right before the Carter years, and the raising of those rates gave us a big recession in 1970-71. And then after that, they raised the rates again right before 1975. There was a big recession because they raised those rates. The fund rates were raised again. It killed the money supply, created another recession. Again in 1980, again in 1983 or 4, again in 1992 or 3. Same thing, even in 2000, before that, they had, from 1993 all the way up to right before 2000, they raised those fund rates so high again. And then right before 2008, they had done the same thing. And all of these things created these recessions. And now what are they doing? If you go out and you look at a chart of the current Fed funds rate, it's just going straight up. They've raised it every time at every Fed meeting, and they got four of them a year, for the last year and a half. So they're still raising it. They're still going to keep raising it until they get inflation to 2. It's going to create a recession that hasn't even hit yet, but the market's already tanked for a whole year. Now, it recovered a little bit the first quarter. That's called a base. It's just resting. And then I believe it's going to make another leg down. All right, now let's talk about AMP just for a moment and our performance over 2022, which the entire year was a bear market. And if you look at 2022, the S&P 500 fell 19.24% that year. That's almost a 20% loss. And the NASDAQ for 2022 fell 32.44%. Minus 32%. That means your neighbor is losing potentially 32% of his entire money in the world if his financial advisor left it in the market all the way down. So you're looking at 20% on the S&P, 32% on the NASDAQ. Over that same year period, the AMP program, where we take care of your retirement funds at Tradeway, our most aggressive fund lost 1.7%. Now, that's a loss, yes, but it saved 19% of the S&P and 31% of the NASDAQ losses that could have happened if we had stayed in the market all the way to the bottom. So we were actually able to buy some inverse positions and make a little bit of money on the way down that helped us get that rate where we only lost a little over 1% on the most aggressive fund. Now, the next less aggressive only lost 0.57% compared to 20% on the S&P and 32% minus 32% on the NASDAQ. And then our balanced fund actually made 0.13% in 2022 compared to those huge losses. So that's a very good record. And what it shows is we preserve your capital so that when we get to the bottom of this crash and this recession, you have roughly what you started out with, while your neighbor has lost 15 years worth of money that he's got to gain back before he can get back to even. You can start in the next 15 years, have that money to buy in cheaper. And this gives you the potential to make money during that 15 years while your neighbor is just treading water. So that's what AMPED program can do for you. And we're really happy about it. Go out to tradeway.com, check it out, AMPT. Our guys will be so happy to help you. So guys, we've spent three episodes now talking about these charts, some of which are predictive of a recession that we believe is not even here yet, that will hit probably in the third quarter of 2023 and throughout 2024. We had a bear market all of 2022. It recovered slightly the first quarter of 2023. That's what we call a base, and it's resting, in my opinion. And now it's going to make another leg down. Historically, it could go down as much or more than it went down in 2022 and still be at historic levels of these bear markets. So, you know, you can go out and look at those for yourselves. You don't have to take my word for it, because I showed you how to do that. And I believe with the recession not even here yet, that this bear market is just resting and it's going to move down a whole nother leg. Now, it won't move down the entire recession, because what the stock market does, it predicts the future. So once the recession gets, you know, pretty close to really bad, the stock market may look out 2 years in the future and see that it's going to be better and start moving up. But I mean, that can't happen until the recession hits, and it hasn't even started yet. And then it's going to have to be, the recession is going to have to get it really, really bad looking, really terrible looking, before the stock market starts to move up, predicting the next bull market. We got a long way to go before that. So hopefully we've helped you see the signs and read the signs out there and be prepared with your family. And we think we've given you a great solution, not just the problem. If you go to tradeway.com, take advantage of the AMPT AMPED program, we can get your retirement money in a place where before these big downturns happen and before the big corrections happen and the bear markets happen, we can go to cash and even do some inverse positions on the way down with potential to make money. And boy, I tell you what, I don't know why they don't all do it. I kind of do know why, but because they're afraid to go to cash because they're afraid you'll pull your money out. They don't want you to do that. But there's other reasons too. It's philosophical in some ways, is what they learn in the MBA programs. They tell them just stay the course, buy and hold. My family for four generations has not believed in that. We believe in trading the market. Now with long-term money, it's longer-term trades, but you still don't have to stay in. When you see it about to turn and head down, you stop it out. You go to cash. And that way, you know, you preserve your cash so that when you get to the bottom, you've got all that cash to go back in and buy cheap. This gives you the potential, instead of wasting the next 10 years, 15 years, while your neighbor's trying to make his money back and making no money because he's just making back what he lost, you have the potential in your family to make money that entire time and then teach your children and grandkids these skill sets. And you have the potential now for generational wealth. That's what Tradeway is all about. We sure enjoyed being with you today. I hope you'll rate and review this show if you liked it, because there's a lot of people right now. And where are we right now? We're recording this on April 26th of 2023. I don't know when you'll listen to this, but right now, your neighbor needs to hear this. So let them know about it. And guys, we had a great time with you. We will see you next time.